Suffice he came to choose his goose again next Christmas Day. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. He walked into the coffee room as jaunty as can be, where lots of roosters like himself were waiting there for tea. He ordered up the very best the landlord could produce. He called the waiter back again, says, "Don't forget me, goose." All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Right speedily a tray was brought with eatables galore. All by that selfsame chambermaid he kissed 12 months before. Nothing loath, he raised the cloth neath which the food was piled. But instead of eatables, he found a big fat bumping child. All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Annoyed by others' laughter, "Oh, what's this here?" said he. "Come sit you down beside me and I'll tell you, sir," said she. "Last Christmas Day you generous were, oh, do not think it strange. You gave to me a guinea, sir, and I brought you back your change." All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn.
Thank you. Good morning. It's 8:06. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Leverett with a great waltz, The Rising Sun from In the Round. And we started off early with John Roberts and Deborah Cowan giving us the cornstalk. Next up, we've got John McCusker, Eileen Ivers, and more folks coming your way.
141, my corduroy breeches I put on. Corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway. The railway, I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844, my back was getting mighty sore. Back was getting mighty sore working on the railway. The railway, I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, I found myself more dead than alive. Found myself more dead than alive working on the railway. The railway, I'm weary of the railway.
Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Down in the hollow below the field, angels working on a chariot wheel. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. In the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Yeah, yeah. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, batting out the waves with a 2x4. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line.
and shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them, when far away on the ocean I'm bound. Oh, my father is old, and my mother quite feeble, to leave their own country, it grieves their hearts so. Oh, the tears in great drops down their cheeks they were rolling, to think they must die upon a foreign shore. But what matters to me where my bones may be buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life? Oh, the green fields of Canada, they daily are looming. It's there I'll put an end to my misery and strife. Farewell to the dances in homes now deserted, when tips struck the lightning in planks from the floor. The paving and cringing of hobnails on flagstones. The tears of the old folk and the shouts of encore. Then it's pack up your sea stores, consider $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes nor tithes to devour up your wages. When you're on the green fields of America, and the land's gone to Russia's. The handyman's gone, and the winders of creel. Away across the ocean, good journeymen, tailor, and fillers that flake out the old mountain reel. And I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, when lots of her tradesmen could work for good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, it's now we must follow to America. And it's now to conclude and to finish my duty. If ever friendless Irishman chances my way, I will treat him a welcome. At home on the green fields of America.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 8:25 here listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Eileen Ivers with two cuts from her fine album, Beyond the Bog Road. We heard a line and track with great vocals of Deirdre Brennan and Tommy McDonald on that one. And then hopefully my listeners will recognize the marvelous, never-to-be-forgotten, once-heard voice of Neve Parsons on Green Fields of America. Before that was John McCusker with The Wedding. Leverett gave us The Waltz, The Rising Sun. And John Roberts and Deborah Cowan gave us The Cornstalk from Ballads Long and Short, The Best of Every Sort. Well, we can be happy that the conventions are past us now. The major Republican and Democratic candidates for president will now get policy briefings, and any third-party candidates who manage to reach 15% will also be eligible to participate in debates and receive those foreign and domestic policy briefings. We can hope, yes, hope. We can hope that perhaps that will result in less shooting from the cuff. Because we're a radio station, we've already gotten people sending us in little ditties for this campaign season. And here's one from Eddie Detel and Five Empty Pockets.
Big Daddy never shows all his cards, makes deals with no shame. He smokes a fine cigar, conniving on the phone. Faithful secretaries stand beside him at his throne. He's got skyscrapers. There's nothing you can do. He's got the silver tongue and waves a silver spoon. If you think he's bluffing, he'll trump you in the end. He's got all the connections, the ones he calls his friends. He's got skyscrapers. Serve and serve every meal.
That all men are created equal.
That they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Big Daddy's road is crooked, you can see it in his eyes. Even when he sings a hymn, it's part of the disguise. He holds the winning hand with jokers running wild. He'll take your last red cent, then shake your hand and smile. He's got skyscrapers. Serve and serve every meal. Lies to fake you into the art of the deal.
Solemn vow. Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so become a man.
Gentle coast to all.
I'm just happy to be here, looking at the lease of time in my mind, in my mind. Plans are
only.
morning. It's 8:51. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Willie Kelly and Mike Rafferty with Donald Clancy providing the backup there. And absolutely great album. It's called The New Broom. Came out in 2009. Mike is sadly no longer whinnying with us, but Willie is definitely alive and well, and Donald Clancy is going to be in town soon out in Worcester at the Hibernian Cultural Center, so do try and catch him if you can. Before that was a Welsh singer who is new to me. This is her album Cirque, and we heard Plowing Out Parts 1 and Parts 2. Prior to that was Traffic with John Barleycorn. Yes, a great old standby. And in honor of today is August 1st, and known as Lunasa or Lunasad. And there is a great tradition of celebrations at this time. Some of you may have been fortunate enough to either see the play or the movie called Dancing at Lunasa. And we started that set off with Eddie Detel in Five Empty Pockets with Art of the Deal. We'd like to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, or if you would simply like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02153. And remember, I talked about the distinctive voice of Neve Parsons, and we're going to hear her on the shores of Loch Bran. And then we'll be going out of here with something from the Gloaming's new album.
Sit ye down, loyal comrades, sit ye down for a while, till I spend my last hours in Erin's green isle. Come fill up your glasses, and we'll drink hand in hand. For tomorrow I'll be leaving the shores of Loch Bran. There's my father and mother, you can now hear their cry. With their tears bewailing, would moisten your eye, but I will assist them, please God, if I can, far away from lovely Erin and the shores of Loch Bran. No more will I ramble round Hartnett's green hill, and the place I love dearest is down by the mill. It's great fertile valley where oft times I ran, and inhaled the fresh breezes round the shores of Loch Brown. Our fathers before us were forced far to roam. 'Twas the laws of coercion drove them from their home. But the heavens made for Ireland a scheme and a plan that sent our sons roaming like wild geese from Loch Brown. In the oncoming morning, I'll be bidding adieu to Leitrim, Drumshambo, and sweet Carrick too. But no matter what fortunes I may make far away, my thoughts will be with you, my night and my day. My thoughts will be with you while life's course is spanned, far away from lovely Erin and the shores of Loch Brown. I am a proud young highwayman named Valentine.